Are you ready to run?
You're listening to the Run to the Finish podcast. This podcast focuses on discovering and developing the best in people so they can enjoy the best in life. We help connect all the dots between family, career, faith, and life, and we do it in less than 5 minutes. And now, here's our podcast host, Carl Prug Jr.
Hello, everybody. I was speaking to my mom on the phone yesterday. She lives in the Midwest, and she was telling me they got hit hard by an unexpected snowstorm that was so bad that many of the schools and businesses were forced to shut down. This reminded me of a story, a modern-day parable, if you will, and I'd like to share it with you. It all took place a couple of years ago. As autumn was fading and winter approached, all of the little sparrows gathered to begin their annual migration to warmer climates in the south. All but one little bird who told the others to go on. She was tired of always rushing around, getting up early to catch the worm and all of that, so she told the others to go ahead and she would catch up with them later. So they left, leaving her behind, as she was taking her time packing and getting ready for the journey, and suddenly, an early, unexpected cold front blew in, bringing with it all the icy blast of winter. The little bird realized that it was time to go, so she began her flight south, but it got so cold she froze in midair and fell to the ground right in the middle of a large pasture. She was lying there on the ground, feeling sorry for herself, regretting that she hadn't left with the other birds, when a cow happened to come along. The cow looked oddly at the little bird lying half frozen on the ground and turned around and dropped a load of manure right on top of the bird. The bird thought to herself, "It just can't get any worse than this. I'm isolated from my friends, my family, I'm frozen, and now I'm stuck in a pile of..." But after a few minutes, as she lay there in the pile of cow manure, she began to realize that the manure was actually pretty warm. In fact, the cow manure was hot enough that it started thawing her out. She realized that this turn of events was really a blessing in disguise, and she started to do what birds are known for. She began to sing. Well, the noise from her singing caught the attention of a cat that was passing by, and it came over to investigate. Following the sound, the cat discovered the bird under the pile of manure and started digging the bird out. Once the bird realized that she was being dug out, she started singing even louder because she sensed that her troubles were finally coming to an end. Finally, the cat dug the bird completely out of the manure and promptly ate the bird. Now, there are three morals to the story, and here they are. Number one, not everyone who comes to help you out of trouble is your friend. Number two, not everyone who dumps on you is your enemy. And number three, sometimes when you're up to your neck in trouble, it's best to learn how to keep your mouth shut, stand still, wait patiently, and allow God to work things out for you. If there are two things that are in shortage in our lives, our culture, and our society today, they are the patient moment and the silent moment. And with that moment, I want to thank you for listening and remind you that the pathway forward always begins with the very next step. I always like to close the podcast with a prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. May each step forward today be taken with humility. May my glances backwards be seen through mercy. May I bear my pains in truth and release them in faith. May your light guide me away from darkness. May trust in your word bring stillness to my soul. May my eyes see the wonders hidden in each moment. May my words be seasoned with understanding and spoken with grace. Lord, strengthen my hands for the task before me today. May your thoughts become my thoughts. May your ways become my ways. With your hand on my head and your name in my heart, help me run well and finish strong. That's it, everybody. It was great spending time together. I'll see you at the finish line.
Finish Podcast is a production of Centermark, an organization with a mission to develop the best in people so they can enjoy the best in life. We welcome you to subscribe to this podcast and share it with friends. To learn more about Centermark or our director and podcast host, Carl Prude Jr., please visit our website at www.centermark.org. You can also contact us at 866-599-2470. The theme song, I Will Run, is performed by Gina Walden from her hit CD titled A Brand New Day. Available at www.abrandnewday.org. This podcast is copywritten and may not be reproduced, rebroadcast, or used for commercial purposes without written permission.